Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello everyone. Suddenly we're in November and on Saturday it's Armistice Day, 105 years after the ceasing of hostilities back then. And look where we are now. All the more reason to remember what went before, and what better way than through music. I'll be in London on that day attending a concert with the Divan East West Ensemble, led by violinist Michael Barenboim, whose father, Argentine-Israeli conductor Daniel Barenboim, and the late Palestinian-American academic Edward Said, founded the West Eastern Divan Orchestra in 1999. The orchestra is based in Seville and consists of musicians from countries all over the Middle East, from both sides of the Arab-Israeli divide. In 2016, it was designated as a United Nations Global Advocate for Cultural Understanding, bringing together people from both sides to work together to understand how the other feels without necessarily agreeing with it. Michael the Son is now carrying on the legacy with his 8-person chamber ensemble that'll be playing Carter, Mendelssohn and Beethoven at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. In our neck of the woods in the Gers, each village will be marking the moment at 11 a.m. in the time-honored way. The night before, on the 10th, there'll be a concert of string instruments, but of a completely different style. This is gypsy music. That is the band's own definition. Alidi Dili. Melodic and hectic at the same time. They'll be playing at the Salle El Loi Castin in Florence at 8:30 and guaranteed to bring you to your feet to dance, or at least to toe tap like crazy. The day before that, because obviously I'm working backwards, the 9th at the cinema in Florence will be showing The Old Oak, Ken Loach's latest and possibly last film, and it would certainly be a fitting swan song. His films have always been England-centric and always about ordinary people dealing with the vicissitudes of life. Here he tackles a very current theme in a beautifully authentic way. What happens when a busload of Syrian migrants are brought into an urban community outside Durham in the northeast of England, in a place that has never really recovered from the effect of the miners' strike 40 years ago? The stage is set for instant hostility from some, but not from others. And ultimately, this is an optimistic film which I have the privilege of audio describing for UK cinema audiences. I urge you to see it. It feels very real, partly because the director brought in real people, not just trained actors. That's on at 5:30 at the cinema at Florence. Also on the 9th during the day, up the road in Lectoure, there's a charity clothing fair, what we used to call a bring and buy, at 114 Rue Nationale. And that is part of the weekend activity, which is the 39th Foire de la Saint-Martin in Lectoure, at the Bastion and all over the little town. It starts on the 11th and goes on through to the 13th. There's a vide-grenier, old motors to admire, agricultural machines, local food produce, handicrafts, everything you'd expect. And if you've got nothing to do this afternoon and you can get yourselves to Pavia near Osh, they're having a lecture at 2:30 about the life of the Queen of Espionage, Mata Hari. What a varied life we lead. Have a great week.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.